This past Thursday and Friday was Rosh Chodesh Elul. So Rosh Chodesh was Thursday and Friday, and it went right into Shabbos. So I had the following question. So we'll discuss what the question was, then we'll go back and try to give some background info to answer the question. But the question was, someone came to me Friday night already, let's say it was after Rosh Chodesh already, and he told me he forgot to say Yali Davin Mincha, but he left out Yala V'Yavo Friday afternoon, the last Mincha of Rosh Chodesh. So if he remembered right away, he could have just davened over. But at the time he spoke to me, it was, let's assume the case was it was nighttime, and therefore Rosh Chodesh was over. Is there anything to do about it? In other words, what should the person do? Should he daven two Shmon Esrei's Friday night, etc.? So that's the question. Let's go over some background info. So the Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Sukkah, that we learn out that there's a special inyan of mentioning the special day. Like on Shabbos, we mention Ritzeh. On Rosh Chodesh, Yontif, we mention Yalo V'Yavo. There's a special mitzvah in your davening to mention the sanctity, to mention the day you're in. So if it's Shabbos, you mention Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. That we have a chiyuv haskara to mention Me'ein of the Shabbos, Me'ein of the Yontif. That's why we add to our tefillahs on Shabbos and Yontif. For any special holiday, we have special additions. So the question is, the Gemara tells us in Brachas, let's say a person, forget our case for a minute, we have to go back to some basics, and then we'll try to answer our question. Let's assume, forget Shabbat, let's assume it's during the week. Let's assume it was Thursday. So Rosh Chodesh started Wednesday night. So let's say someone forgot Yalo V'Yavo Wednesday night in davening. What should he do? What about if you got it at Shacharis, at Mincha? Yeah, Jeff.
No, it isn't crucial because the Sanhedrin didn't meet at night time. So they couldn't announce
them. Right, so the Gemara tells us, Ein Mekadesh in Esachodesh Balaywa. Since Beis Din did not convene at night, so whatever the exact connection is, we assume Lahalacha that if you forget Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh at night, you do not have to repeat. And that's a debate in the Rishon. And what about the second night of Rosh Chodesh? Maybe you already sanctified Rosh Chodesh yesterday. The bottom line is you don't repeat. There is a debate. Tosfos raises that question. Halacha l'maisa, anytime you forget Yalav Yavo, the night of Rosh Chodesh, be it the first night or second night, one would not repeat Shmoneh Esrei. In contrast to forgetting Yalo V'Yavo on the night of Yontif, even though it's the same Yalo V'Yavo with a different Chiyav Askara, on Yontif you would go back. But on Rosh Chodesh, so be it in our example, be it Wednesday night or Thursday night or any night of Rosh Chodesh, of course one should try to remember it. But if one forgot it, one is no need, and if there's no need, that means they should not go back and repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, so that seems to be clear in the Gemara. What about missing Yalo V'Yavo during the daytime? So the Gemara seems to say, if you forget Yalo V'Yavo during the day, at this time, we'll just use Mincha as our example, but we'll explain why Shacharis might be a little different or not, but we'll just use Mincha to keep it simple. If one forgets Yalo V'Yavo at Mincha, all are in agreement, one must repeat Shmoneh Esrei, like our case was. He forgot Yalo V'Yavo, Mincha, and Erev Shabbat. We all agree that if you forget and Yalo V'Yavo and Mincha, you must. The question is, why do you have to repeat? All agree you have to repeat. The question is why? So the two possibilities. How do we view a Shmoneh Esrei without Yalo V'Yavo? How do we view our Shmoneh Esrei on a day like Rosh Chodesh, where one's required to say Yalav v'Yavo, and you forgot it? Do we view it as a zero? It's like you didn't daven mincha. It's like you didn't daven because you forgot to. It's very critical to say Yalav v'Yavo. In fact, you have to repeat it. It's like you didn't daven. You know, now you're davening for the first time again. Is that the way we look at it? Or no? Really, you got your credit for davening. But the rabbi said that if you forgot to mention Rosh Chodesh, you have to repeat. Let me just say the paragraph of Yalav v'Yavo. Why do I have to repeat a whole Shmoneh Esrei? Because the rabbis instituted, they didn't want you to make up Yalav v'Yavo in a vacuum. They instituted anytime you have to make up Yalav v'Yavo, you have to do it in the context of the Shmoneh Esrei. So do I say door number one, it's like I didn't daven at all. It's like I'm davening mincha for the first time now. Well, no, I got credit for mincha, but I'm lacking in my chi of haskara. And the only time I could do the chi of haskara is in the context of Shmoneh Esrei. Is that why I have to go back? You say, what's the difference? Either way, I have to go back. Who cares why? We don't care. We don't deal in the world of philosophy unless there's a nafgamina, a practical difference to halacha. And since I'm bringing it up, there must be. So what's the difference whether I say, again, all agree to the facts on the ground. If you forget Yalav v'Yavo at Mincha, you have to repeat the whole Shmoneh Esrei. The question is why? Is it because I didn't daven at all? Is that why I'm repeating it? Or no, you got credit for Mincha, but because of the special inyan of the Chi of Haskarach, they said I have to mention Rosh Chodesh and I have to do it in the context of Shmoneh Esrei. So what's the practical difference? So one practical difference is as follows. Tosis, Rabbeinu Yehuda, not in the one of the Bali Tosis, not in the Gemara, he raises the following Tosis on Chavav and Beis and Brachas. The long Tosis raises the following question. And we'll leave our case out because our case is going to be more complicated. But let's assume Rosh Chodesh was over, Mincha Rosh Chodesh was the last time, and Monday night Rosh Chodesh was over. Let's assume that's the case now. So a person daven Mincha on the last day of Rosh Chodesh, or the only day of Rosh Chodesh, the first day. And then at nighttime now, he remembers he forgot to say Yalav v'Yavo. Does he have to daven a second? Let me just give you a general halacha. Forget about Yalav v'Yavo. Let's say a person forgot to daven on a regular day. Is there any chance of makeup? So yes, the Gemara tells us, the conclusion of the Gemara is, that you can make it up. Like you can always make it up the next tefillah. If I forgot Shacharis, I can make it up at Mincha. If I forgot Mincha, if I forget Shacharis, I can't make it up at Ma'ariv. I only have one chance to make it up in the next tefillah. They only give us one opportunity. So therefore, generally speaking, we have a halacha of, if I didn't daven a tefillah, I can make it up the next tefillah. Jeff.
Do you mean
you're
daven
Shmoneh
Esrei twice the next
time? That's what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah. I need a drink desperately. I brought out the ginger. So, so that's the halacha. What I say davening again is, when you daven Ma'ariv, you say two Shmoneh Esreis. The first one is for Ma'ariv, for the evening service. And the second one is to make up what you missed at Mincha. The normal halacha every day of the year. So the question is, when I forget Yalav v'Yavo at Mincha, is it the same thing as me not? In other words, is me davening Mincha without Yalav v'Yavo the same thing as me not davening Mincha at all? Or is there a difference between the two? So that will be a major debate. The Tosfos quotes some Rishonim, the Rif, that says, if you daven Mincha on Rosh Chodesh without Yalav v'Yavo, it's a zero. It's like you have not daven Mincha, so we have to go back. What is the halacha if I didn't daven Mincha? If I didn't daven Mincha, I got to daven two Shmoneh Esreis that night. So this would be no difference according to the Rif. According to Rabbeinu Yehuda, he says no. He says there's no point of repeating a second Shmoneh Esrei. He says, it's me'uvos lo yachol liskon. Certain things cannot be repaired. That's it. You missed it. Catch, be more zealous next time. You know, pay more attention to your davening. But you don't have to daven. Because what's the point, he says, because... what's the issue? What's the machokas or Beinu Yehuda and the Rif? The issue is, how do I view a Shmoneh Esrei without Yalo v'Yavo? The Rif says it's like nothing. So if it's like nothing, I didn't daven Mincha. I go back to the regular din of Tashlumin. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I got credit for Mincha. So I already daven Mincha. And Rosh Chodesh is over. I can no longer mention Yalo v'Yavo. So what am I going to gain by repeat? I already got credit for Mincha. I'm only lacking the Chi of Haskara. It's Monday night. Rosh Chodesh is over. I can't mention Rosh Chodesh anyway. So what am I going to gain by repeating? Nothing. Hence, there's nothing to do. You follow? So that would be...
According to the one view that if he had a zero... the second one you include Rosh Chodesh, even though it's no longer Rosh Chodesh.
Right, you have in mind to make up for the Mincha, even though you're not going to say Yalo v'Yavo, but he's viewing it like I didn't. But that's the halacha. If I didn't daven Mincha Shabbos, I make up 2 weekday Shmoneh Esrei Saturday. In other words, you make up what you're doing now, not what you missed. Like if I didn't daven Mincha Friday afternoon, I daven 2 Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei Friday night. Or if I forgot to daven Mincha on Shabbos, I daven 2 weekdays. It's Tashlumin is the same as your first one. Whatever you're davening the first Shmoneh Esrei, changed it. I can't daven at Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei on Saturday night if Shabbos is over. That's not the way it works. So,
yes.
So that's the issue. So Rabbeinu Yehuda says, I got credit for Mincha, so there's no point. Yeah, Mauricio.
Yeah, when you say it counts as zero, what's happening above? Is God doing this? I mean, he's just not listening to it, or what's going on? What do you mean zero?
By zero, I mean
Hashem does not accept the prayer.
I'm not going to say he's not listening. I'm not saying he's not listening, but I'm talking from a pure legal basis. I mean, I'm not saying you know, in terms of God might be happy you tried and you forgot by mistake. I'm just talking legally speaking. Do I have to say another Shmoneh Esrei or not? You know, whether there's some value to that one or not, you know, we could discuss, but that's not, I'm not saying, obviously it's a, halachically it's a problem, it might be blessing in veins in that, but in other words, if you had good kavanah, so God will probably be happy with, you know, everyone makes mistakes, you know, if it was an honest mistake, so, in other words, there's two different things, there's the makshava, you can mean well, but I'm talking legally now, not, if it has, but I say zero, I mean, it doesn't count for your obligation, and you have to daven over. I'm not saying God isn't happy with your davening or not. That's a hashka,
right, okay.
You know, that's a philosophical question. I'm not going into now, but I'm saying, you know, there could be value to it. It was value you were connecting to God, so you might have gained from it. Ultimately, legally, if you do the wrong thing, you got to do it over again. But it doesn't mean you're a bad person. Everyone makes mistakes, you know. I'm saying in terms of that Shmoneh Esrei counting, that's what I mean, it's a zero. But not that it literally
right.
is. I'm not saying it's not like the person who decided not to daven Mincha at all. Obviously, that's much worse. Because in fact, he doesn't get to make up Tashlum. If you can't intentionally not daven and say, I'll make it up the next Shmoneh Esrei. I guess you can, because if you do it, you're not going to be able to make it up. So that's a practical difference. I'll give you another practical difference. Is, let's say, the following, Shaila. I get all the time. Let's say a person davening Shacharis on Rosh Chodesh, and they come over to me after Shacharis, you know, whatever, during Chazaras Hashatz or during Hallel. That's when they probably pick up on it, when they see we're davening Hallel. Oh yeah, it's Rosh Chodesh. I forgot to say Yalla V'Yavo. So what should I do? So I usually say, I can't discuss it now. Speak to me after davening. Oh, but I thought they need an answer now, so we'll see what I mean by this. So I'm only saying this tongue-in-cheek. But so what's the issue? The issue is as follows. There's a Magen Avraham that writes that if a person remembers after, if a person daven Shacharis on Rosh Chodesh, he left out Yalla V'Yavo, and then he daven Musaf, ironically he's davening Musaf Rosh Chodesh, and then he realizes after Musaf he forgot to say Yalla V'Yavo in his Shacharis Shmon Esrei. So the Magen Avraham has a big chiddush, or maybe it's not a chiddush, but he says it, that one does not have to go back anymore. If you already daven Musaf, so you do not have to repeat Shacharis anymore. So at first glance, it seems to be like a no, like a non sequitur. Like you're telling me, let's say a person didn't daven, let's say I didn't daven Shacharis on Rosh Chodesh, and I went into shul, I daven Hallel, and I went right into Musaf. You mean, so if I daven Musaf, I don't have to daven Shacharis anymore? Like, Musaf is one obligation, Shacharis is another. What does the Magen Avraham mean that if I already daven Musaf, I don't have to go back? That's not the way it works. If I daven Musaf, I don't have to daven Shacharis? What does one have to do with the other? So which opinion is the Magen Avraham working with? Is he working with Rabbeinu Yehuda or the Rif? Is he viewing a Shmona Esrei without Yalla V'Yavo as a nothing? Or you yotze your mitzvah of David, except you're lacking in the chi of Haskara. So clearly the Magen Avraham is working with Rabbeinu Yehuda, that you get credit for tefillah, except you're lacking your chi of Haskara. So he says it like this. He says, you're ready daven Shacharis. So you got credit for Shacharis. What are you lacking in your chi of Haskara? But what's Musaf? Musaf's all about Rosh Chodesh. So since you're davening Musaf right after Shacharis, so therefore, the Chiyuv Haskara you did on Musaf will count it towards your Shacharis. And therefore, because what's the point? You're already Yotzei Tefillah, you only need a Chiyuv Haskara. So the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham is, will count your Musaf Rosh Chodesh, which is all about Rosh Chodesh, to enable you no longer to repeat. That's the, and others disagree. So the Magen Avraham is clearly working with Rabbeinu. According to the Rif, it's a no-soap radio. It's a non-sequitur. Of course you have to daven over it. What does Musaf have to do with Shacharis? In other words, the Magen Avraham only makes sense if you you could still argue on the next step, but he's working with the assumption that I'm yotzei my mitzvah of Shacharis. If I'm not yotzei my mitzvah of Shacharis, davening Musaf won't exempt me from Shacharis. So he just takes it to the next step. And not, since we know this, I want to say another chiddush, that by davening Musaf Rosh Chodesh, which is a Chi of Haskara, and you're davening Musaf pretty much right after Shacharis, you know, within the same time, you know, pretty soon after, so then you could be Yotze with your Musaf. That's the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham, and we paskin that way. Many posts can paskin like the Magen Avraham. So in other words, according to this, it's still, so that's why I say if you ask me after davening, that's part of my, is, so according to the Magen Avraham, if you went to the Magen Avraham after you daven Musaf and said, oh yeah, I forgot to daven Yalla V'Yavo, and Shah, he'd say, don't worry about it. But seemingly, if you went to the Magen Avraham before you daven Musaf, he'd tell you to daven over again. So how come I'm telling you to speak to me after Musaf then? So there's another step. So Rav Soloveitchik takes the Magen Avraham a step further. So Rav Soloveitchik's working with the Magen Avraham says, now that we pass him like the Magen Avraham, that once you daven Musaf, you don't have to repeat. So we all know how hard it is to have Kavana in general. And in fact, the real halacha is, by real I mean the straight Me'ikar Adin, if you don't have Kavana, if for the first bracha in Shmoneh Esrei, Magen Avram, you really have to go back and repeat. But of course, person would be going back all day. So therefore we say, give it your best shot, but don't go back. Even though strictly speaking, you should go back. And there are some Gedolei Yisrael who, on occasion, if they don't have Kavanah, they will go back. But for all of us in this room today, including me, I would not. We don't go back. We just give it our best shot, or else we'd be sitting there all day, OCD, and going over, like, you know, davening Shmoneh Esrei over, because we're never going to. And I don't. The Rama writes it already. Bizman Hazel, we no longer. I don't need the Rama to. Unfortunately, I don't need the Rama to tell me that. That unfortunately, Bizman Hazel, we don't have Kavanah, or, you know, we try to have some Kavanah, but we don't have the appropriate Kavanah. So the Rav Soloveitchik says like this. He's taking the Magen Avraham to the next step. See, so now that we establish that post facto, once you daven Musaf, again within close proximity of Shacharis, you will not have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei again. So the Rav Soloveitchik says, so it's a machlokas now on a lichatchil. So what's the best thing to do now? I forgot Yalav Yavo at Shacharis. So I have two options. I could daven Shacharis over again, or I could wait until Musaf and be Yotzei with that. Those are my two choices. So the Magen Avraham chose the choice of only if you daven Musaf, but if so, maybe during the time of the Magen Avraham they had more Kavanah. So the Rav Soloveitchik says, since we're not going to have Kavanah anyway, so really we're running into Bracha Levatola, because we never have the right Kavanah anyway. So when I have to daven, I have to daven. But since I can be Yotze B'di'eved with the Musaf Rosh Chodesh, why involve myself with all these extra Bracha Levatolas? Let's rely on the Magen Avraham even L'chadchila not to daven over again. He just takes the Magen Avraham a further step. In other words, the Magen Avraham's chiddush is, if you remember, after the Musaf, you don't have to go back. So once we accept that premise, Rav Soloveitchik says, well, okay. So, but if I know that once I finish daven Shacharis, why would I daven Shacharis over again, involve myself in blessings in vain? Let me just wait for the Musaf. And everyone agrees, once I wait for Musaf, b'di'eved am yotzei, not everyone, but everyone agrees that's what the Magen Avraham, you know, the Rov HaPoskim assume, like the Magen Avraham. So there's just a machlokas on a lichatchila level. And I find Rav Soloveitchik's argument very cogent. That therefore, since why get involved, you know, the likelihood of having a good Shmoneh Esrei, what are the odds of that? 1 in 100? 1 in 1,000? I don't know what the odds are. So therefore, best, why not rely on the Magen Avraham and post facto and say, once I daven Musaf, that's why I tell people, I cover myself, I don't answer the question and say, speak to me after Musaf. And then when you come back to me, I say, you don't have to go back. Therefore, I have the Magen Avraham and Rav Soloveitchik on my side. You follow? Yeah, Jeff.
Questions. Look, I would think, it's so to speak, you'd say, because the Musaf saved you, so to say. The Musaf, you mentioned, Rosh Chodesh there, and that makes up for the loss in the Shacharis. I'm speaking loosely, is that right?
Go on.
No, the two things. Firstly, the normal Tashlum, you say whatever you say twice. So, assuming you would have to repeat the next thing, would you say Musaf twice?
According to who?
According to anyone who says that you're not like the, you're not like you were saying.
No, you never have a Musaf twice because Musaf isn't in, Musaf, there's no Yalav Yavo, by the way. In other words, Musaf's independent from Shacharis. There's never Tashlum in a Musaf. In other words, Musaf, you have the whole day. So if you daven Musaf, you daven. If you miss it, that's it. There's no, because that's essentially Karbana. So Bato Yomo Bato Karbana. You can never make up Musaf on the next day.
So then the question is, at Mincha, you
know, the question would be, if you don't pass in like the Magen Avraham, right, so then it would come out then that you'd have to daven 2 Shmoneh Esreis at Mincha.
Yes.
Because Mincha is the next tefillah. Musaf doesn't count.
Mincha, you anyway say Yalev Yavo, I guess.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Now, look, I would think of, what's wrong with this? That's better, you tell the person immediately, you know, you'll be making it up at Musaf, because in Musaf, he'll have in mind that this is, now I'm making up for what I forgot a few minutes ago, you know.
I know, but clearly, we see, according to the Maggid of Rabbi, you don't need to have in mind, because we're saying once you daven, he's saying once, because when the person daven Musaf, he didn't know. According to the Maggid of Rabbi, he didn't know. The Maggid of Rabbi would have told him to daven Shachar is over again if it was before Musaf. After Musaf, the Maggid of Rabbi, from the fact the Maggid of Rabbi says it's post facto, that means you don't need kavana. It works automatically. And therefore, no, if you tell him before, that means you're not going like the Maggid of Rum then, because the Maggid of Rum doesn't say you could do that. He only says it post facto. That's why I don't tell him what to do before. This is why I want to have the Maggid of Rum on my side also. I'm not going to tell him he doesn't have to. I'm going to tell him. So therefore, he certainly has the Maggid of Rum on his side. But according to the Maggid, he has the Maggid of Rum partially on his side. Because originally, if he would go over the Maggid of Rum, he would tell him to daven Shachar is over again right now, before Musaf. So I'm hedging my bets. I'm going with Rav Soloveitchik and the Maggid of Rum. I find that more compelling. Because I'm confident the person won't have kavana.
Yes. Okay.
Won't have the requisite kavana, I should say. Again, maybe it's a good question. If it's tzaddik comes over and asks me that question, maybe I should have a different answer. You're right. I guess if he's a tzaddik, maybe he wouldn't forget Yalav Yava. I don't know. That's a separate issue. I guess it could happen to anyone.
Look, now, nafkamina is, would the person have to say mincha twice or not? Is that what the
nafkamina
is?
No, well, I'm saying is, if you don't assume like the Maggid of Rum, so then that would be, Lechora, you'd have to daven mincha twice if you don't.
Okay.
Yeah, which I'm saying we don't pass. We pass, and you don't have to. We do pass like the Maggid of Rum, but if you didn't, yeah. Again, that's working within Rabbi Yehuda, right? I'm assuming that's still considered the next tefillah because Musaf doesn't count.
Because in
theory, you could daven Musaf after mincha also.
Oh, yes.
And in fact, it just reminds me of a mice. I think they say it with the Vilna Gaon and the Baal Shem Tov, or maybe it was the Nodib Yehuda, I think it was the Nodib Yehuda met the Baal Shem Tov, or maybe it was the Nodib, I think it was the Nodib Yehuda. I know, I'm assuming if they lived at the same time, or whatever, I think it was him, unless it was someone else. It was one of the Litvaks against the Hasidim, let's put it that way. And I guess these... He thought, you know, like I guess he met the Baal Shem Tov, he thought he was an Am Haaretz. So he said to him, I think he asked him like some simple, like, so what's the halacha if you forget Yalav Yavo at davening? So I think he answered something like, what's the difference, he says. To me, I'll never forget it. And to you, even if you forget it, you'll forget it the next one also. You know, he was trashing back. So of course, the Hasidic version is, that when he davened over again, he forgot it the second time. I don't know if that's the Litvak version, but either way, so the point being is, that'd be enough for me. I'll give you another one. Another practical difference would be as follows. The halacha is, let's say you're davening Bitzibor. You're in shul. And you forget Yalav Yavo and you silence Shmona Esrei.
Yes.
So the halacha is, you can listen to the Shliach Sibor. You got to hear him from beginning to end, and he has to have you in mind. You can listen to his Shmona Esrei and be Yotze if you want. Well, halacha, the poskim say you should just daven yourself because maybe there's too much noise in shul and you won't be able to hear the chazan, or it's too hard to concentrate that long. So our practice, we generally don't rely on, but Yikar Adin, you're allowed to, but we recommend you just daven yourself because it's too hard to listen to someone else for so long and actually concentrate. So either way, that's the halacha. So let's say in general, so the halacha is, let's say I walk into shul this morning, you know what, I don't feel like davening Shacharis. Let me just listen to the Chazaras Hashatz. Am I allowed to do that? So it depends. I don't mean me per se. So it depends. If the person knows how to daven himself, then he's not allowed. Because the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, Chazaras Hashatz was instituted for the Am Shevisados, the people who were ignorant, who didn't know how to read Hebrew, or couldn't daven on their own. So therefore, when they came to Shul, they could listen. So therefore, I could daven, so I can't rely on the Shliach Sibor. So the question is, Tosis asks on the Bahag, so how come you're telling me, why is the halacha that if I forget Yalav Yavo, whatever, Mincha, Shacharis, I could listen to the Chazaras Hashatz? I can't. I'm a Bucky. I'm not an Eino Bucky. How could you tell me, how could the Bahag say that someone who forgot Yalav Yavo could rely on the Shliach Sibor? We know the Shliach Sibor was instituted for those who don't know how to daven on their own. And so how could the Bahag say it about someone who knows how to daven? You hear the question?
Yes.
So what do we see? Tosis answers. It's a big difference. When is that halacha? If you didn't daven at all. But what do we see? The Bahag's working with the Rabbeinu Yehuda. You did daven. You got credit for Shacharis of Mincha. You're just lacking the Chi of Haskara. So that you can rely on the Chazaras Hashatz for. You're not being Yotze Tfila. You're just being Yotze the Chi of Haskara. So we see, we see that working with the opinion of Rabbeinu Yehuda, that you get credit for davening, you're just lacking the Chi of Haskara. So that's what they point out as well. Yeah, Jeff, you had a question?
Mustn't the Shliach Sibor have in mind that he's also being yotze everybody in the room? That's not just people in the fields.
That is true, yeah.
Well, can we rely on that?
Well, hopefully you have the right Shliach Sibor. But I'm saying is, but generally speaking, he doesn't, because it's unlikely people are relying on him anyway. Because our practice is we just daven over ourselves. We don't rely on the Shliach Sibor. But there's no reason the Shliach Sibor shouldn't have a mind in general. Okay. If anyone, and it's a good idea anytime. And also there's a different halakha, that's just one opinion. Some say the Chazaras Hashatz is for other reasons. That's the famous, it's a separate shiur, but I think it's the first shiur the Rav gave over of Soloveitchik when he came over from Europe to the U.S., or maybe it was his first shiur he gave in YU, I don't know. He gave the difference between Tfilas Bitzibor and Tfilas Hatzibor. Tfilas Bitzibor is I daven together, we all daven Shemon Esri at the same time. But there's another halacha, Tfila Hatzibor, that when that's Chazaras Hashatz, and everyone, you have to listen to that, that's a different tfila. So, so the other reasons besides the Eino Baki, why we have to, why someone is, that's why Chazaras Hashatz is integral. You gotta listen to every word, even if you're not being, you're yotzing something else. I'm yotzing my mitzvah of Tfila Bitzibor, but I want to be Yosef Tfilas Hatzibor, but that's a separate discussion. I'm just saying there are other opinions why we do Chazaras Hashatz as well, besides for the Eino. I'm saying there's an inyan for the Bucky to, or if it's only for the Eino Bucky, why would I have to listen then? I could just tune out, I'll walk out for 5 minutes and come back. We don't say you could do that. There are other reasons as well for, why we do Chazaras Hashatz, but besides for the Eino Bucky. But, so therefore, it comes out So it comes out, so we have different practical differences. If we view a Shmoneh Esrei without Yalav Yavo as a nothing, so number one, we say, let's say you remember after Rosh Chodesh is over, do I have to daven a second Shmoneh Esrei? So we say no. Well, it depends. Well, that's the issue. Do you have to daven a second Shmoneh Esrei? If I already daven Musaf, do I have to daven over Shacharis? And if I forgot Shemona Esrei in my silent fila, could I rely on Yalav Yavo in my second? That would depend on the situation. So halacha, that's what we assume as well. We assume halacha that you can rely on the Shliach Sibor. And in fact, I think the post can write. Let's say I am the Shliach Tzibor, and I forget to say Yal V'Yavol in my first Shmoneh Esrei. We assume I could be Yotzei with when I say Yal V'Yavol in my own. You know, that's already, that should be Ukulei Alma because I'm saying it. So, in fact, I've been in some minyanim where someone who forgot to say Yal V'Yavol, he went up and took over for Chazaras Hashatz. So that's an interesting minig, you know, if some have it. Because, you know, you might as well daven now because therefore, you'll cover yourself both ways. So therefore, so halacha l'maisa, let's assume Monday night, let's say I forgot Yal V'Yavol, Mincha, Rosh Chodesh, Monday. And Monday night, Rosh Chodesh is over. So I said it's a machlokes, whether you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. How do we paskin halacha l'maisa? What would one do? If one forgot Mincha, the last Yal V'Yavol, and now it's the Rosh Chodesh is over. What should bottom line? What do I do? Do I daven a second Shmoneh Esrei or not? So the Mishnah Brura brings down a compromise. He says you should make. So really, the way I see it is, Me'ikar Adin, you probably don't have to repeat the second Shmoneh Esrei, because it seems to be that we go with Rabbeinu Yehuda. But L'maisa, the poskim say you might as well cover yourself, hedging your bets, as they say. That what should you do? You should daven a second Shmoneh Esrei, but make the following stipulation. If the halacha is that I have to daven over again, then I want this to count as my tashlumen. If we follow the opinion that says my mincha was zero and I have to daven over again, then let this count as a makeup. However, if the halacha is I already was yotze my mitzvah of tefillah, let this count as a tefillas nedava. This is why we have a concept of offering an extra tefillah. We don't usually recommend it today, but as I said, because we don't have kavana, so we don't want to bring extra tefillas. But in a situation where it's a suffix lahalacha, if there's a doubt in halacha, then we use the principle of tefillas nedava. So generally, I feel like davening again right now. We don't do that. We say don't do it because it runs into more problems than solutions. You end up making brachol v'atolosh, you're not going to have kavana. But in a case where you have a real halachic dilemma, so practically speaking, I would tell you on Monday night to daven a second Shmoneh Esrei, but make the following stipulation. If the halacha is like the rift, then daven over again because you have to. And if you're already yotzei, like Rabbeinu Yehuda, this daven mitoras tefilas nedava. That's right, okay. So let's move to our original shaila. Someone came over to me Friday night. Rosh Chodesh was Thursday and Friday. They daven mincha on Friday. So let me go back a step. Let's say a person didn't daven mincha Friday afternoon, period. They were too rushed, they got there too late. So then there's no discussion. So you daven two Shmoneh Esreis Friday night. If you did not daven mincha Friday afternoon, you daven two, that's it. No debate. Everyone agrees to that. Okay. What about if you daven mincha, the shaila I got, you daven mincha, but left out Yal V'Yavol, and now he remembered and it's nighttime. Should he daven a second Shmoneh Esrei? You just say, well, of course, why not? This one is saying, he should make the stipulation I said before, right? Wrong. Why? Because what's the problem? The problem is like this. Why do we daven it? Where's the concept of tefillas nedava come from, that I can add an extra tefillah? Because we have a principle, tefillah keneged karbonos. Tefillah corresponds to sacrifices. And in sacrifices, we have a concept of bringing an extra karbon. Like, you could bring a free will, a nediv lev. We read about it in the Torah all the time. A person, if he really wants to get close to God, whatever his reason, he's allowed to bring, you could bring a free will offering. I'm not obligated to bring one. However, you can't bring one on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you only can bring a karban, which is kavua lozman. Because you can't be machal Shabbos on a karban you're not obligated to bring. So therefore, you can't bring an extra karban nedava on Shabbos. So if tefillas nedava is patterned after karbanos, So if I can't bring a carbon to Dove on Shabbos, then I can't do in the Tzilas and the Dove on Shabbos either. Well, you know, one could debate that pattern and say, well, there's no problem with another Tefillah, but that's how the post can assume, and therefore, that's why I say we really passing like Rabbeinu Yehuda, that you don't, because this will be the real test Friday night, where I can't make a stipulation, and what do we say to do? Don't daven a second Shmoneh. So to me, that proves that we passing like Rabbeinu. So it's technically speaking, even during the week, if you didn't daven, I'd tell you to do it, but I tell you you're fine. If you came to me the next morning and said you didn't do it, I'd say, you know, if you remember next time you should do it, but I don't think any harm. I think my Iker Hadin, we passing our Rabbeinu Yehuda, that you really don't have to, but why not? Why, you know, why give up on a Tfilas Nadav if you could do one? So halacha lemaisa, I'll tell the person, there's nothing more to do. You did not daven a second. So again, so the bottom line is, if he didn't daven mincha at all, he davens two Shmoneh Esreis Friday night. But if he davened mincha and left out Yalo v'Yavo, and he remembers Friday night, he will not daven a second Shmoneh Esrei, because you can't do the stipulation, because it's Shabbos, and we don't do a Tfilas Nedava on Shabbos, because it's based on the Karban Nedava, and the only carbonas you could bring on Shabbos are those which are obligated to be brought. We can't volunteer a carbon on Shabbos. It has to be one which is set, you know, kavua lozman, a carbon that must be brought right now. Those are the things that we permit. And therefore, that is, so these are some of the halachas of Yala v'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. Any questions? Comments? Yeah.
Next, on a related topic, but the question of a Shilei HaTzibur, what should you normally have in mind? On a few occasions that I've been Zoyker to it, I have in mind, I don't, everyone who wants to be Yotzei, whether in this room or outside, I'm having him in mind. Is that good or bad? Or
that's good. Let's say, I don't know if it's good, but let's say there's no harm. Because what's the difference? It's always good to have Kavanah. You can have all the Kavanah you want, if it might not work or does work, but you're doing your part. In other words, this way, it's a good idea. It's a good idea to do it, because you never know when there's an Eino Bucky in the shul and someone listening. So I'd say that's a good idea, just to have that in general. Why not? The fact you have kavanah doesn't mean it would work, because let's say it's against halach, it's not going to do. What I'm saying, at best, it's nothing, and at worst, it's nothing. At best, you're helping someone get the mitzvah. Sorry. So I'd say that's a good kavanah to have.
Yeah, somebody's in shul, doesn't know Hebrews.
Exactly. So therefore, you don't have to go around and think, any Bucky in the rooms, I just got to know. So, you know, obviously you just go around, you know, you just have in mind, yeah.
I have a question. I don't know the terminology, I'm sorry. But in my